Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Touchdown confirmed. Yeah!
NASA scientists there celebrating big space news on Monday. NASA's InSight mission landed on Mars and began its exploration of the red planet's mysterious deep interior. But there's something a little more controversial brewing in the space community right now, and some astronomers don't feel like cheering about it. This weekend, an enormous satellite-shaped piece of art is set to launch into space. The inflatable work has no scientific purpose, just an aesthetic one. American artist Trevor Paglen created the 30-foot piece in partnership with the Nevada Museum of Art. It's called the Orbital Reflector, and it's meant to be visible from any spot on Earth. It will spend some 2 months in orbit before re-entering the Earth's atmosphere and disintegrating. Paglen told the media he wants the piece to get people thinking about the politics of space and who has a right to that space by drawing people's gaze upwards. But what do scientists say? Jackie Faraday is an astrophysicist at the American Museum of Natural History. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So I must admit, I heard about this story and said, I don't understand why, what we're talking about, shooting stuff into space and why this is so, what, an issue. Why is it an issue?
Issue. So let's just even discuss what it is that's going on. So
please.
An art project that is self-described as a functionless satellite being launched into space in part to inspire, to get people to look up. Now, there, right there, we've got something we should talk about, since this is a fake object that is supposed to get you excited about looking up and considering the nighttime sky. Already, I think we're missing something. The nighttime sky is filled with natural things that we could look up at, filled with stars, filled with planets. Just look at the moon. That's easy. And we do need to take into consideration how we're going to treat space. But this is not the way to do it.
So an artist would probably say to a scientist, well, that's your scientific point of view, but this is about art. This isn't about science.
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot. And so I'm a huge fan of the science-art collaboration. I actually think some of the best things that we can come up with as humans could come from true collaborations between a scientist and an artist. One of my favorite lines from a movie is the movie Contact. The female character gets sent into space, and they could only send one person, and they chose to send a scientist. And her line, which sticks with me, almost haunts me all the time when I'm doing my own work, is, they should have sent a poet.
They should have sent a poet.
So beautiful.
And that summarizes to me a lot of the beauty of what goes on between science and art. But you need to inform each other. And so this particular project, I think, is lacking in the understanding of what are you trying to do. So just from the sheer aspect of launching something into space that we have to deal with now. So as an astronomer, I go to the telescope a lot. I'm going to Chile tomorrow for an observing run. I go into these remote places of the world to use a giant light bucket to stare at things that are hundreds of light years away from us. But I have to stare at things that are above the Earth. And so from this standpoint, satellites are a problem for us. They are just straight up vermin. This object will streak across images. And when it does, I have to throw those images away. And it's very expensive time that you have on telescopes. This is part of why astronomers are not happy. And I get that artists want to take a look at the sky with their own perspective, but it needs to be informed about everything that we have and everything that we do in astronomy.
How big of an issue is this really? I mean, this is one art project that the artist is saying will disintegrate. Is there an issue of people shooting things into the sky? And you mentioned satellites, but is there a bigger issue of sort of space junk?
So this is, we're in a special time for humans and space exploration. And the privatization of space exploration is full on forward right now. So the question of, is it a problem? We're not quite at a problem area yet, but it could quickly become a problem.
You said something now that really caught my attention, the privatization of space exploration. I'm less concerned, I think, about the tension between art and astrophysicists, and more about this issue of who gets to do this across at all, right?
This is a major topic right now where it's almost like the Wild Wild West at this point, because you have people with money, Elon Musk, excellent example, that's making it cheap enough that raise yourself some funds and you can launch something into space. What else can we launch into space that we are all forced to look at it? The nighttime sky is shared across everywhere for all humans. What if you wanted to launch a sign about an advertisement? Is that on the docket?
Is it?
I worry about it all the time. I was recently at a space summit that was here in New York City that was talking about these exact topics with top leaders in the space science industry. And because it's the Wild Wild West in the sense that we're not doing it yet and people are still developing the technology which will make it possible, we need to establish the ground rules now.
Who's in charge of space?
Oh, man. So this, again, it's another interesting topic. No one owns space. And countries have to come together and make decisions in a unified way about what we will all decide is right and not right to do. Because if you have a launch pad, you can go. There's definitely a twofold problem. The first fold problem of the policy of what's going to happen. Like, there's no rule. As soon as you get off the planet, so there's people that are working on a constitution of space behavior. So another good example is there's junk up there left and right already. Countries launch things. We don't ask each other. It's not like, oh, hey, what are you doing? Can I launch something now? And how many things do you have at 300 miles above the Earth? But don't put too much stuff there, because then we're all trapped here, because we can't fly through debris to get off. As soon as you do
this. You mean on Earth?
Yeah, we're stuck on Earth.
Oh, my God.
Because somebody's got to clean it up. You can't clean up everything that's up there.
You mean there'll be so much junk in the sky that if we need to escape, we won't be able to?
Yeah. It'll be too dangerous. I mean, that's like fast forward.
I'm having visions of like Star Wars, the original.
Yeah.
As they're sort of flying through all those meteors.
You're not actually going into an asteroid field.
They'd be crazy to follow us, wouldn't they?
That kind of what it would be like?
I mean, the danger is more, it's more a threat level. I don't think we'd ever get to that point, because then you wouldn't be able to see anything. And also the Star Wars scenes where they're navigating through, those have always been scientifically incorrect. Like the asteroid belt, for instance, is not as, this is just one of these things astronomers love to point out.
I'm feeling so terrible now. I'm like, they're scientifically incorrect.
Don't be sad. It's okay. They also, they call it a parsec. You know the big joke in Star Wars about the parsec?
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
They just keep bringing it back up because they know, like, oh, it's, you know, it's a distance measurement. It's not a time thing. And the Star Wars people just think it's funny to keep throwing it in our face.
So if I talk about, like, pigs in space from The Muppet Show, that's even worse.
And now, pigs in space!
Yeah, but that's cute, so that's different.
That is space art. That's what that is.
This isn't, the orbital reflector is not space art. I mean, it is and it isn't.
Jackie Faraday is an astrophysicist at the American Museum of Natural History. Jackie, thanks so much for your comments.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.